Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So today might be a little bit longer. I woke up early. I'm talking like 2 a.m. early. I couldn't go to sleep. I have so much stuff going on right now. I don't know what ways are right. I don't know what ways are wrong. I'm just all over, and I'm being absolutely psycho. So there's that. But I want to go over this teaching. This teaching might run a little bit longer than normal. So just in case, you might have to bounce out if you're not willing to go over 7 minutes. But I want to show you that, like, you got to go to God. And I talked about this last week. If you don't go to God, I don't see how you live your life. I really don't. I don't understand. You can become so overwhelmed in this world, and especially if you're in a position where you're dealing with a lot of things, you can get so overwhelmed. And if you're not going to God on a regular basis, and knowing that you're getting direction from Him, so you can rely on the fact that He drove you and directed you to do that, therefore there is no fear. I don't see how you get through it. If you go to Proverbs chapter 21 or chapter 19, verse 21, it says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. There's many ways. There's many changes in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." There's a lot of things that will move you from the left into the right, but the counsel of the Lord, that's going to stand ultimately in the end. If you jump over to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, it says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." There's a lot of things going on in man's mind. There's a lot of things going on in the carnal nature. It's not in man to be able to direct his steps. It doesn't matter what you think. It's what God's word says. It's not in man to direct his steps. Now, if you jump over, see, we're bouncing today. If you jump over to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, it says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." You're going to think of a lot of different things to do in life, but when you go to God, it's God's decision to direct your steps. If you start following God, you'll know it. The way to look at life to see if you're doing what God wants you to do is, are you glorifying God? Is your walk glorifying God? Is your course of life glorifying God? I've thought about this a lot in my life and the things that I've done. Do we glorify God? And if you're doing so, the work that you're doing is going to glorify God. You are doing that on a continual basis. For instance, I know our business. Although I wanted to own a business, we do talk about God a lot. Me not being married, although I wanted to be married, by me not being married, it has allowed me to develop as in read, and now I'm teaching. It's glorifying God. Do you glorify God? Is your walk glorifying God? But don't forget, it's in man's way. There's many things going on in man's minds. It's God's purpose to direct your steps. Therefore, you have to go to God. Jump over to James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally." Ask God and he's going to provide. He gives it to you liberally, overwhelmingly. "And abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." You have to not be double-minded. The reason why I'm unstable right now is I have too many things going on. There's not a directed path today, for instance, first thing off. Now there is. I talked to my dad this morning. I figured out what to do. But I'm just saying that you can't be double-minded. You have to have a sure mind. And if you're double-minded in your ways,
If you're thinking in five different directions, you're not going to be standing on stable ground. You got to ask God, who will give to you liberally. Liberally, he will direct your steps. And I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump over to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And to understand what heart is the seat of your distinctive character. What you think about, it makes you you. As he thinketh, so he is. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust in the Lord with everything that you think about. Have trust, have a firm reliance, have confidence, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You're to lean on God, not yourself. You got to put God first in your life, and finally, in all thy ways, recognize him, and he shall rightly divide thy path. That's how you get direction. That's how you clear up your mind. Don't be unstable. You have to know that man's ways, you are not able to direct your path. And yes, maybe you can do it in this life in the sense of carnally, but that's not going to give you life. That's not going to give you peace. That's not going to give you God's rest, which is all what we're striving to do. Enter into the rest of God where you cease from your works as God did it from his. Just know that man is unstable in all his ways. You're unstable. It doesn't matter what you think. God is what stabilizes you, and you give glory and recognize God for that. He will direct your path, especially to peace and having a calmness. And that's pretty much what I'm having to do right now is ask God, God, you got to show me what to do. And thankfully, my phone called my dad this morning at 4 a.m. and he answered and we talked about it and I'm set for the day. God always pulls through, always. Go to God, pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that happened this morning, getting my mind right. And I just pray for the situations that will arise, that it gets cleaned up and that we can get that heater going today, or if not, a plan to get it done by tomorrow. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you give us each and every day. I thank you that we can go to you knowing that you're going to take care of it, that you open doors, that you close doors, that you show truth. I'm very thankful for that. I pray for the business. Pray for my family and the health. I pray for every one of the people that work with us. You take care of them and bless them. And for all your believers out there, I'm just very thankful that your son died, that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.